Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
The letter says, "Dear Elvis, I'm currently attending a beauty school in hopes of becoming a hairdresser. My family's chipping in, paying all the money for this education. Wouldn't it be great if you posed as the director of the school, called home to tell my parents that I was misbehaving in beauty class? The last thing they need to find out is I'm wasting their money while going to beauty school." This comes to us from Danielle. All right, well, thank you for the email, Danielle. Scary Jones will be calling Danielle's mom from the beauty school to give her the bad news. And later on, Danielle's dad picks up the phone and flips out, too. Let's listen in as Scary phone taps Danielle's parents.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Dalton. This is Fabrizio Fontana. I run the beauty school that your daughter goes to.
Yes, how you doing?
I don't like calling with news like this, but your daughter brought in a bottle of the Poland Spring water.
Okay.
And there was vodka in there instead of water.
Are you serious?
So she was drinking liquor in our classroom, and I don't condone that.
I don't blame you.
And while I have you on the phone, might I add that she also carved her name into the chest of one of the mannequins.
I don't understand this.
She also proceeded to give the mannequin a buzz cut and chop all the hair off.
Really?
Just so you know, most of the time she plays with her cell phone during the class, texts people.
And here I think she was really into it.
She's not taking this class very seriously.
She's not taking it seriously.
Oh, we're going to have to charge you the $600 for the replacement of the mannequin and terminate her from the course.
Okay.
Because I cannot tolerate that in my class, okay?
Sir, look, she is my daughter, but you are 100% right.
You know, you wouldn't like it if I carved my name in your chest.
No, I would not.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Please don't take it out on me. Just take it out on her.
I'm flaming right now. I'm flaming
sir,
mad.
Sir, you are so 100% right. What's your name?
My name is Fabrizio.
And give me your spelling of your name.
F-A-B.
Yeah.
As in Fab. R-I-Z-I-O.
Okay.
Fontana.
F-O-N.
Like the cheese, but with an A.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You know what?
Hello? You're calling her back now.
Okay. Hello?
Ma?
Are you out of your mind? The school just called me.
Okay.
You put vodka in the water bottle?
When did I do that?
Come on, Danielle.
I did the vodka thing once today.
Why did you do that? You don't, he said you don't even participate.
Because they do stupid things I don't like. I participate when I like.
I got Muriel paying and Tam, Grandma. Now everybody has to pay. And now you're out of the school because they have a mannequin that you ruined.
Who said that?
Danielle, they're charging me $600 for a mannequin that you carved your initials in.
They didn't tell me that I was going to have, that you had to pay for it.
What have you done?
Ma, I didn't do anything.
I don't get the car anymore. What have you done? Now, everybody's got to pay for this, and nobody's going to talk to you after this.
You're not letting me explain myself.
There's nothing to explain. You are now terminated from the school.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. He just called me.
Don't listen to him.
No, he does not want to see your face Monday morning.
Ma.
Where are you?
I'm on my way home from school.
It wasn't a half a day. What is wrong with you? Danielle, I have to hang up now. I really don't feel good. Because now you put me in debt in a hole that I'm never going to get out of.
No, Ma, wait. You know
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Dalton.
Yes?
This is Fabrizio again.
Yes.
All right, so I've spoken to your daughter. She's
She called you?
Yes, she's mouthing off at me now.
She's mouthing off at you?
I don't appreciate this kind of behavior, okay?
Okay, I think you should calm down a little bit.
What do you mean you want me to calm down a little bit? After all I went through...
No, I know what you're going through, but you're just now all of a sudden treating me like I'm a piece of... on the ground, so...
Don't try and turn this on you now and make it about you. It's about me and my school.
No, I understand that, but you were talking very nicely to me before, and now you're not.
Well, because you are a reflection of your daughter, okay?
No, I'm not a reflection of my daughter, so just treat me like a person a little bit.
No, but I don't know where in her life she went wrong, but...
I don't know either, but I just don't appreciate the way you spoke to me, because I did nothing to you.
You know what? You Brooklyn families, you're all alike, you know?
Brooklyn families are all alike?
Yeah, you know...
Now you're cutting the line.
You know something? Hold on. Before you say anything else.
Who are you?
I'm her father.
I was a half on the phone with my wife, and I got to tell you something, very unprofessional. What's your issues? Let's talk like adults here. And you're the director of what?
I am the director of beauty school.
Great. You know what? You're in there Tuesday because I'll come down and meet with you. Give me a time.
No, I don't want to meet with you.
Yeah, of course not. I figured that.
I'm just
trying to get paid. You're going
to
deal with me from this point forward and only me. Now, what's your issues?
My issue is it's to be expected from families like you from Brooklyn.
You scumbag son of a bitch. You tell me you're at that place right now and I'll come down and meet with you now. Who the hell do you think you are to say that to me?
I will scratch your eyeballs out, sister.
You know what? I don't know who this prick is, but you know something? I'm coming down there right now, my friend. You're there now?
Is that the attitude you have? Your daughter defaced my property, and you're coming down to beat me
up?
You
own that business?
Yes, I do.
Sue me, you prick. Give me her address. Give me the address. I'm heading in now.
Actually, you don't want to come down here because you've been phone tapped.
No. What?
I'm Scary Jones from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
He was just getting ready to go down there.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.